The development of Ferris came long after it was first surveyed as a township in 1880, with the CPR's Lucy Dalton steam locomotive pulling into the village of North Bay 2 years later. Widdefield, it turns out, was organized first in 1885 by borrowing 20 Ferris voters to meet the 60 required, according to Ansengard's 1909 book, Gateway to Silverland. North Bay actually separated from Widdefield by incorporating into a town of its own in 1889, electing John Burke as its first mayor. Ferris was destined to become the southern suburb of the Gateway City, sandwiched between train tracks to the east, Lake Nipissing shoreline to the west, and North Himsworth to the south. The township was named after James Marshall Ferris, an Irish immigrant who landed in Canada in 1850 and became a member of the Legislature of Ontario representing Northumberland East, 1875-1886. The Grand Trunk Highway from southern Ontario connected at Nipissing Junction and Ferris Kennedy Avenue, now Lakeshore Drive. For many decades, it was the main road leading to the Gateway Arch and into North Bay. Like many communities, the priority for Ferris during the First World War was a new school, with the first steps taken in the home of R. MacLeod, of Nipissing Junction, May 20, 1915. McGivern Court, F. Dudley, and MacLeod set the boundary limits for the school section of Ferris. They then elected trustees on January 26, 1916, Dudley, W. C. Randall, and Jas. Passmore, to raise the necessary $3,000 through debentures to build a one-room rural school. It was called the Kennedy Avenue School and, like many of its time, burned down in January 1923. It was immediately rebuilt and then extended in 1926 before being enlarged again in 1936. This is when it was officially named Tweedsmuir Public School after students were polled for suggestions. Billy Shipman's idea to name it after the then Governor General John Buchan, Lord Tweedsmuir, was chosen. By March 1959, a new addition containing five more classrooms, a kindergarten, an office, an auditorium, and washrooms was opened. The info about the school comes from the package put together by Elizabeth Dodds in 1982, when the reconstructed school celebrated its official reopening after the old section was demolished. In its place, a wing with another five classrooms, a seminar room, a library resource, and an administrative section was built for just under $600,000. Former student and teacher at the school, Janice Barry Reed, provided the document and official reopening program to assist a focus on Ferris. The pamphlet for the ribbon cutting, interesting to note, listed as the lead guest North Bay Mayor Jack Smilley, who was an alderman for West Ferris before amalgamation in 1968. Tweedsmuir was closed by the Near North District School Board in 2014. It has since been refurbished to become the co-working 176 space, where almost two dozen businesses operate.